to the Train Your Mind podcast. I'm Vanessa Forrester, and I teach athletes how to up-level their performance without buying that next fancy bike, training more, or even racing more. Your next breakthrough performance is closer than you think. Are you ready to train your mind like you train your body? Stick around, and I'll teach you how. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Train Your Mind podcast. Today, we are talking about performance inhibitors. Of course, like the mental endurance version of performance inhibitors, right? Those things that are in the way of your next breakthrough performance. So I've got six of them for you today. The six that I see the most, some of which that I have also come across, overcome in my own performance journey. So what I will do is I will share each of them with you, and then I'm going to share what to change to make sure that it no longer holds you back. Okay? Let's just dive right in. We don't mess around. The first one is you believing I've been working so hard and I'm not getting better. That is a performance inhibitor for you, my friends. Our brains love to do this. And what's happening, the only thing that's really happening, is you are not actively seeing your progress. You believe this, so you find every reason to prove it true. The top two ways this show up is either by you just simply failing to look at the real progress that you've made, or really, getting really, really close to a breakthrough and then sabotaging yourself so you end up staying the same. Both come from the same place. You see, progress is a journey. And endurance sports, it's a long journey. So what you have to do is feed your sense of progression along the way. You have to actively see and actively look for your own progress, no matter how small it is. My favorite way to think about this is this way. There is always progress happening, physically and mentally, and my job is to simply trust that. That's the shift that you have to make. Okay, the next performance inhibitor is you believing I'm not strong enough. So anything that includes the words not and enough are always coming from a place of lack. This is coming from an inadequacy mindset or an insufficiency mindset. And it is most often triggered by a safety mechanism in your brain. So you want to catch this one as often and as fast as possible and bring yourself back to a state of capability and power. Because you are always stronger than you think that you are. And you are getting stronger every single day. I don't care what Strava says or your Training Peak says. Measure your strength by your willingness to back yourself, even when a session doesn't go perfectly, or when you're handling the emotional discomfort before and during a really hard session. Those are better indications of your strength and will bring you closer to those objective measures that your brain is hyper-focused on, right? Our brains love to measure strength just based on the objective measures that we see in terms of pace and watts and power and whatever's in Training Peaks and on Strava and those objective measures of feedback. But we're forgetting these better indicators of strength. That's what I meant to say. So what makes you feel capable and in power, emotional power? Put your focus there. All right, next up, the third performance inhibitor is you believing I don't belong. Okay, belonging is such an important thing to consider in the world of performance. Your healthy human brain will keep telling you that you don't belong and that you're not good enough. And it's likely rooted in either something hard from your past, like from school or growing up, some social situation that you had to go through, or maybe parental family situation, or maybe it's the societal narrative of where you should belong or what you should be doing, both of which can impact how you show up and what you believe about yourself. Either way, there's a difference between belongingness and wanting to belong in the performance sense. So here's what I mean. Belongingness is the basic human emotional need to be accepted, an accepted member of a group. So we're social creatures, and our ability to be in group environments led to like our survival. So evolutionary speaking, belonging to a group was literally the difference between life and death, which is why we attach so much importance to belonging. So growing up, we wanted to belong in a group and we did things to fit in because it's in our instinct as humans. But when it comes to performance and wanting to belong at a higher level, that sense of belonging is not about waiting to be accepted, like waiting to be an accepted member of a particular group. The waiting piece is really important. Belonging is a choice that you make for yourself. It's not dependent on others' perception or opinions of you. It shouldn't be. The only thing it really depends on is you. So that doesn't mean that you won't come up against the critic in your head ready to argue and bring you back to those nasty memories of when you were kicked out of a group and how painful that was, right? If we've all experienced some version of that in our lives, and that's what we tie to belonging. So you, what ends up happening is you keep telling yourself that you don't belong to prevent that from happening again. So if you want to perform at your next level, you have to first decide that you belong there and operate accordingly. Let it feel uncomfortable and keep choosing to belong anyway, over and over again. That discomfort is just your self-concept, like calibrating to the next level. And what happens is you keep choosing to belong, you train and race as if you do, and then eventually your results match with your self-concept. But first, it starts with you making the choice to belong. All right, the next one. The next performance inhibitor is you believing, I don't know how to believe in something that I've never done before. Okay, this is really important. I mean, they all are, but this one is so disempowering. What I want you to consider, just for a second, is that when you say this, what you're actually saying is, I can only believe in myself for things I've already achieved. Think about that for a second. Everything you've ever done was a first for you at some point, right? There's a version of you that knows how to believe even without the data or the results to back it up. And maybe it's not full-on belief, but it's like a hopefulness or an inspiration or a courage to try. But the truth is, all of those emotions come from some type of belief. You just have to be willing to see it. There's this thought error that it's either believing 100% or zero. And that type of all or nothing thinking really isn't useful. But the real performance inhibitor here is looking to the past for validation. The past will keep telling you what you can do in the future for as long as you keep referencing it. When you're ready for your next level, the future is where that happens. The future is where you look. The future is where you create. And you build belief in that one session, one day at a time. So instead, choose this. I believe in me, even as I learn how to perform at a higher level. All right, moving on. Next one, next performance inhibitor. I'm not as strong as them. So it's a performance inhibitor when you believe I'm not as strong as them. And we're back to another example that comes from that inadequacy mindset, right? This time it's tied to other people in a sort of comparison trap. But first and foremost with this one, you want to do an honesty check. There will likely always be athletes who are stronger than you. So you need to get really honest with the people that you're referencing to. Are they who you should be following and getting inspiration from? And if the answer is yes, because they are the group of people that are crushing it at the level that you want to be, then we go back to the belonging piece. Because your self-concept is not at the level yet, because you haven't quite chosen to belong, which keeps you thinking that you're not as strong as them. Do you see the connection? When you choose to belong, you get to work getting stronger and you recognize your progress and you see yourself in process of being as strong as them. Okay, final one, number six of our six performance inhibitors today. It's you believing any version of this, I am not worthy enough to dream big. So first thing to recognize here is that dreaming big or going after big goals or next level performances, they don't make you more worthy. And neither does achieving. So even when you get there, you don't become more worthy. Your worth is inherent. You were born with all of the worth you need to chase after whatever it is you truly desire. There is absolutely nothing outside of yourself that can show you that, including me. It's a permission that you give yourself from your heart to your heart. And it's a safety net you cast at the same time that says, I'm safe, I'm okay, and I will be there for me even if I don't achieve this goal. Your worthiness is inherent. You are worthy, and so is what you want to achieve. All right, there you have it. The six performance inhibitors. Some of them might be relevant for you, or all of them might be relevant for you. The sooner you make the shift, the better, because better performance is waiting for you on the other side. And remember, I'm hosting my next free mental endurance coaching and Q&A call on Thursday, March 31st. That's this Thursday. And this is your opportunity to ask questions and get coaching on anything holding you back from performance. It could be about any of these today, but in that call, I'll actually be spending some time talking about imposter syndrome before I dive into open coaching. So the link to register is in the show notes, and I will see you there.
Hey, it's me again. If you want more juicy tips on how to train your mind, hop on my email list. The link is in the show notes. As soon as you join, I'll send you the 10 triathlon truths your tri coach hasn't told you. And then I'll drop in your inbox weekly with new tips that will change the way you train and race. See you there.